Welcome to Origin Week here on SEN, the home of sport, the Sports Entertainment Network. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie and Mambo Magnuson. James Magnuson, just coming from his trailer. He's on his way to the studio right now. Things have changed since he's linked up with Dancing with the Stars. There's a little more prep for James to get ready for the show. Where do we start today, though? What a weekend. Where do you want to go with all of the sport, the football, the soccer? Is quite incredible. Some of the stories out of the weekend from the EPL confirmation, Everton stay up, Leeds and Leicester on their bike, they go down. The story of Luton making it all the way through to the EPL, we're going to catch up with Kevin Harper from the Luton Town Supporters Trust. You've just got to listen to that story. If you haven't got your head around their climb all the way to the EPL next season, is one of the great stories in sport, a movie waiting to be made. But elsewhere, you've got the incredible deeds in the NBA. You've got five matches in the NRL to unpack. You've got some amazing games in the AFL, both Sydney and the Giants winning over the weekend. The Super Rugby, not such a good weekend for the Australian clubs. Monaco Grand Prix, sensational. French Open underway. Now he's here. Let's cue the music. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes Mambo Magnuson. Welcome, James.
Welcome, Vossie. Just dusting off the glitter. I was up till midnight last night actually filming, so it's a quick turnaround, but Origin Week's here. Brandy's in Adelaide, so I'm back for another day.
Well, I must say, just for the benefit of our listeners, that's a lovely sequined number you have now, right down to sequined from your neck all the way down to the crotch. I think it's a wonderful look. Just a sort of a dynamic sort of sky blue, getting in the feel of Origin jumpsuit you're wearing this morning. So that's very nice. I thought you'd be on your bye weekend like the rest of the Bulldogs players. No?
No, didn't get the trip up to Hamilton Island. Very disappointing.
No, Port Douglas, yes. Now, there's a few different issues before we talk about actual matches and build up to Origin. By the way, our coverage of State of Origin is huge. Brandy on deck, of course, and will be on the program after 8 o'clock this morning. I will be broadcasting from Adelaide on the day of the game and also Thursday, so Wednesday, Thursday, coming out of the Origin City, if you will, and of course SEN with the call of the match on Wednesday night, and all different calls. You know, you get the Maroons bias call, the Blues bias call, the neutral call. It's all here again on SEN. But just on those issues, one is Jared Croker. Now, Canberra, resting Jared Croker from Friday night's game against the West Tigers so that he can play his 300th NRL game the following weekend at home. Now, I will say, I love the romance of this. I think, you know, this is a beautiful story. But I think I got to side with Cooper Cronk, who was pretty outspoken on Fox Leagues, and that's ridiculous. Like, you know, you play to win, you win and then you go again the next week. I don't think Jared Croker needs to be rested. I'm really confused by this, that Jared Croker, the team man, could possibly support this. What's your thoughts, James?
Yeah, I think it's BS, Vossie. Team first mentality. And Cooper's saying that having come from a Melbourne Storm system where it's always team first. How many people in that team would have celebrated their 300th? And that never would have even been a thought for Craig Bellamy. So I'm with Cooper here. I'm very surprised by this. Given the momentum that Canberra has gathered since Jared Croker's come back into this squad, you'd think they'd want to maintain that. And look, I think it's a little disrespectful to the Tigers.
I think you're right. I think it's hard not to have that perception, isn't it? It's that, would you be doing it if you're playing Penrith? Would you be doing it if you're playing, you know, the Sharks up the top of the table or the Broncos? It's the Tigers. And Ricky defended it, saying that, you know, he'd done it weeks out. But we'll let the listeners have the say. They can have the final say on this one. And I think fans of other clubs can buy into this conversation. You must have an opinion on this. Is that right? Can you appreciate the romance of it and the setting up? Or no, as you've just said, team first mentality. 1300 01 1170, and get on the Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736. Now the next one, Phil Gould has been accused of double standards in the Telegraph, with Bulldogs players spotted at holiday destinations, including Hamilton Island, Port Douglas, during their bye week. Gus was critical of the Knights when Bradman Best was spotted in Bali, saying it wouldn't happen in my day. Now, I want to clarify this. The original comments by Gus, and it's been written up as, you know, it was you know, huge spray, withering spray, I think might have been the quote in the story. I don't think it was a withering spray.
No.
He was talking in a very conversational style when he was talking about this, and it wouldn't happen in my day. It wasn't the heaviest bake, but the issue was, does a football manager of another club have any right to be making comment on another club? And now this happens. Where do you go with this? Where do you stand on this one, James?
Oh, I was the same as you, Bossy. I watched it, and that grab, even saying it wouldn't happen in my day, was sort of towards the end of it. He didn't really have a problem with it at the start. So it's a little bit of a storm in a teacup. Are you open to hypocrisy when you are constantly commenting on things in the media? Of course.
Yes, of course you are.
Always. But the article itself, I mean, award-winning stuff, nothing quoted from the Knights. They said the Knights were unhappy with it, but weren't willing to comment. So were the Knights unhappy? We don't actually know.
Well, I think they were unhappy, but they're not going to add fuel to the fire in this and the argy-bargy rugby league. But it is rugby league. It is the soap opera of rugby league. Just continues with that sort of thing. I'm pretty sure Gus will handle it. I'm pretty sure Gus
handle it.
But if to our Queensland listeners, we're bulldog spotting. Can you text in if you've spotted a bulldog? Let us know where this morning. 0457 736 736, and we'll make a map of Australia or parts if they obviously haven't gone out of the country. But we'll find, you know, spot a bulldog. 0457 736 736. The New South Wales Rugby League. Now, here's the third issue. We'll push ahead with plans to wear the navy blue jersey on Wednesday night, despite the NRL asking the Blues to revert to the traditional jersey. The NRL poked their head up and said, no, like us. Say, no, we're sky blue. We're sky blue. And the point we've made last week, the navy is Victorian. And we're going into Adelaide wearing Victorian colours. Like, I don't get it. I will not stand down on this one. I don't give a SH, and then you can add the last two letters to it, about the marketing dollar. It's the state they're representing. Queensland wear maroon, New South Wales wear sky blue. End of conversation. That's it.
Yeah. I hadn't even thought about that Victorian point. That's a really good point as well. It's not even our colours. I wonder how many of those jerseys they'll sell, because that is a rubbish jersey. It's the size of the Westpac on it is ridiculous. I assumed, similar to you, that was a training strip, because that's what it looks like. It just looks so amateurish. I can't believe we're wearing that. And I can't believe that New South Wales Rugby League has stood their ground on this one. Surely the NRL pulls rank.
Well, they claim that it, the New South Wales Rugby League, it is their team. They claim that it sold well, but if that doesn't mean anything to me. The New South Wales, if the sky blue jersey is the only one available, doesn't it sell well? Like isn't that the jersey that everyone would buy to support New South Wales? Because that is their bloody jersey and their colours. And they only play three games a year, and there's no clash. There's no home and away. That's rubbish, because otherwise you would wear navy every time you played in Queensland as well, because that's away.
Yeah.
It's an illogical. Brandy last week said, no, the outrage, and I agree with that. We get outraged about things, but I am outraged about this.
Yep.
And for good reason.
I'm with you.
So any last thoughts, folks? Are you going, I need to hear from the stakeholders of the game. Are you going to buy the navy jersey? Do you buy the navy? Do you buy into this marketing pitch that it would sell better than the sky blue of New South Wales? There's your third topic, 0457 736 736. Now, from the football on the field, I must say yesterday's game confused me. I thought that was a game of confusion. Knights and Manly, I found a number of decisions in that game baffling, James. I don't know, in your dance schedule, whether you were able to sit down and soak it all in, were you?
I saw highlights, but I will admit I was off dancing for most of it.
Well, can I say this, just on one, we were told early doors, you know, you can't question doctors' integrity and all the rest. But I reckon, among other things, I've reached a point where I have absolutely no idea what warrants a player being taken from the field for an HIA or staying on the field. Because Reid Marnie, from your Bulldogs game last Sunday week, copped the forearm, you know, Tino Fasil Malawi running.
Yep.
And Marnie had to go for 15 minutes. Yesterday, Kalyn Ponga was under assault yesterday. I don't get it. I reckon the independent doctor in HIA is an absolute wild card going into this Origin series. It's a wild card week to week in the NRL, but I reckon The independent doctor is going to have influence on the result Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Because some stay on, some don't. You tell me where the thread is of consistency across what you've seen, just to your eye, watching rugby league.
Yeah, you're right. It is a lottery. And you remember game three last year of State of Origin, I think we had four HIAs in the first
minute, yeah.
Yeah, it was absolute madness. Throw Tevita Pengai Jr. and Hudson Young into that mix. We're going to have head knocks galore come Wednesday night.
So the independent doctor has 15 minutes off the field.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to say, no, I don't have faith in the system. I'll declare it. You shoot me down if you lie. You're not a doctor, Voss. No, I'm not a doctor. That's right. I'm not a doctor. It's like The Hangover. No, I'm not a doctor. But I'm telling you, I've watched football all my life, and now we have this situation where the Marnie one, he doesn't even flinch. He doesn't have the wobbly boot or anything, but he has to go for 15. And yesterday, Kalen Ponga gets hit, three times?
Do we have a form line on these doctors? Are they getting picked on form like the referees? Do we have a best and a worst
that's
doctor?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a Dally M for the doctors? Independent doctor Dally M. Find out who the best one is. All right. Okay. Well, there's another question for you, folks. Good news, Corey Hutter-Witter Knight of the Raiders player out of hospital early hours yesterday. Distressing. What happened there on Saturday night, South Canberra. We will speak with Ben Pollock, the Canberra Raiders media manager, later today to get the very latest there. But obviously there's a bit of ground to go. Watching the AFL on Saturday night, the Giants finish in Toby Green's 200th game. Now, I know a lot of people listening, they say, stick to your rugby league. But no, I'm telling you, it was a great finish to the game because Geelong were coming hard, like really... They had the crowd on their side and all the rest, and somehow the Giants hung on for their best win of the season. So, well done, the Giants beating Geelong. It ended up 81-74, but could have so easily gone the other way. Swans winning. And Damien Hardwick posts a photo yesterday on social media. This is Damien Hardwick on social media, on Twitter. He's sitting on the couch wearing the Richmond top, holding a long neck, with his dog sitting on the lounge, ready to go. Well, he's not ready to go because he's not there with the team. How do you feel about that a week on, James? We copped a bit of flack last week for our opinion, and he's the captain of the Titanic. He just left the team. Yeah. He just left them, left the crew.
We did, Voss. Yeah. We did cop it a little bit, didn't we? And people said to wait and see and listen what happened with the story. Well, we've waited. We've seen. Yeah. We've listened to the story. And I think I feel very comfortable in saying I stick by what I said last week. It's not something I do. I'm not a quitter. I see things out, and that's all I can see this as, quitting mid-season. I think if they'd had more wins on the board, he'd be a little less burnt out.
Anyway, look, big smile on his face, holding the beer. He's got half his contract money for the year. So the opinion of Sydney siders is very different to Melbourneites. Let me tell you, having been on Jared Waitley's program.
Yeah.
Having been on Jared Waitley's program last week, and I dared make the suggestion that he's quit, that he's walked out on the team. Wow, there you go. Now, just rugby union for you. Okay, here's another one for you, Joe. I'm throwing questions out at everyone today.
Okay.
Eddie Jones said that the Swali'i, you know, got rugby union to talk about something. You know, we're on the page. Well, what else would you talk about in rugby union? With the greatest of respect, we're a week away. Now, 2 weeks away from the finals. This was the second last round of the Super Rugby season.
Mm.
And four of the five Australian clubs are all beaten. And the only reason an Australian franchise had a win was because two of them were going head-to-head. The Rebels beat the Force 52-14. But the Brumbies were beaten. The Waratahs were thrashed by the Crusaders. Mac Jorgensen, sadly, a knee injury. And the Highlanders got up against the Reds. It was a dramatic finish. But the fact is, what would you be talking about in rugby union at the moment?
Not much, Vossi. I don't know what the competition's called anymore. I miss the club rugby. I like that Sunday afternoon, Saturday afternoon club rugby. I think it's a much better product. But, it's a strange time for rugby, and I mean, they may be happy with the publicity that it stirred, but that Swali'i signing is looking more and more questionable by the day.
Well, the fact of the matter is, they play a top eight in the Super Rugby, and that's the only way that the Australian clubs, we have a contingency there. Otherwise, it'd be the Brumbies, the only side playing finals football if they had a top five. But with a top eight in a 12-team competition, the Reds and the Waratahs will get in there. Very sad to hear about the news about Max Jorgensen, by the way. It could be a serious knee injury. So certainly out for the rest of the Waratahs season, but World Cup also a problem there. So get on the phones right now, 1300 01 1170. Text 0457 736 736. Boston, Miami will go to Game 7 tomorrow in the NBA. We've got Charlie Goodsir back up. What's up, Charlie? He's back on deck. He'll give us a report on the NBA. We'll cover all the football news, but we want to hear your opinion on those topics that were thrown out at you. And if you want any dancing tips, of course, James Magnuson is in the house. We become an extra element to our program. And I've got some big news for you, folks. Pull the car over. Guess who's back? Jay the Bookman. Jay the Bookman is back on deck today. And that's coming up in about 10 minutes time. You won't want to miss it. Yes, welcome back. Welcome back. Now, Fort Bailey Ladders, bringing safety and efficiency to the worksite for over 60 years. Just checking in with the NRL ladder after round 13. Can I tell you how hard it was to find a ladder last night that had all the buys in place? But I believe this to be the ladder for Bailey Ladders. Panthers, Sharks, Broncos, Storm all on 18 points. Rabbitohs, Dolphins, Raiders next on 16. So you've got 2 points separating the top seven. Down to the Warriors, Titans, Roosters on 14. Seagulls, Knights, 13. Eels, Bulldogs on 12. Tigers, hurrah, are up to 15th. They're 10, level with the Cowboys 10. Guess who's last? Dragons are last on 8 points. But the buys, it's all over the place. But thanks to Bailey Ladders, bringing safety and efficiency to the worksite for over 60 years. Before we get to callers' texts, James, your job? The football desk this morning, if you will just give us some headlines, if you could.
The football desk, Vossi, and I've never heard of this place, but Luton Town is back in the Premier League for the first time in 31 years after beating Coventry on penalties in the Championship playoff at Wembley on the weekend. Saw somewhere, though, it's worth about £170 million to be promoted to the Premier League. PSG, Paris Saint-Germain, clinched a record 11th French League title on Saturday. Lionel Messi scoring a goal in his side's 1-1 draw away at Strasbourg. It's PSG's ninth title in the last 11 seasons, a period in which they have dominated French football under Qatari ownership. I'll get feathers ruffled. Sam Kerr scored twice in Chelsea's 3-0 win over Reading on Saturday to secure the club's fourth consecutive Women's Super League title. Was he?
Yeah, Sam Kerr in a rich vein of form in a World Cup year for women's football, which we'll have here full coverage on SEN. And repeating the news, Everton remain up and Leeds, Leicester and, well, Southampton we already knew were down. So Leeds, Leicester relegated to the Championship after the last day of the EPL. Now, on the Edgewater Homes text line, reaction to the Jared Croker being rested from this week. Kenny says, Croker is old and slow. Tigers will be livid all right. Well, gee, that's a spray against Jared Croker. They've gone pretty good with Croker back in the side. Yeah, I would have thought.
They have, yeah. Hey, boys, let's not forget, it's not Jared's call. If he could, he'd play his 300 against the Tigers. But Ricky made this decision. Either way, I'm so happy for the great player. Can't wait for his 300th, says Miles from Byron.
I would have thought 299 games gives you the right to overrule the coach. You say, no, coach, no, it's team first. I want to play. I'm playing. You hold me out. This one, I can appreciate what Ricky is doing for Jared, but I thought the idea was to win a premiership. I hope the Tigers win, and then the Raiders miss the finals by 2 points. Then Ricky fronts the fans and media going, at least we celebrated Jared's 300 at home. That's from the Big G, his take on the story. A little tickle up for me. Oh, yeah, can't use dark blue because Victoria will need to wear it for their State of Origin match. Oh, wait. Where was your uproar in 2019, Andrew? Come on, blue is blue. No, it's not. It's not, no. No, there was no uproar in the game in Perth because I don't think we were really across it. Like, there was no... I can't remember an announcement before the game in Perth saying we're going to wear the navy blue. Mm. I think we're far more aware of it this time. We're thinking, well, that's a stupid idea. We don't need an alternate strip.
No, not for three games in a season.
Can you imagine Queensland not wearing maroon?
No. They come out, what would be the equivalent? They come out red. Mm. Maybe brown.
Puce. Mustard. Mustard.
Mustard, that'd be good.
Mm. Mm. Yes.
Good morning, Andrew and Scrumptious James. You will find the away Blues jersey is the exact same blue as a Tui's new can. I studied them very closely, a 30 block over the weekend, says right. The client, the butcher.
Thanks for that intel. That's wonderful research there. Morning, Vossi and James. I'm a Raiders supporter, and I'd be looking at how we can play croker but still make the match memorable for the local fans. Put on a couple of buses up to the game, celebrate game 301, saying he completed 300 games. Not sure, but play him. Hamstrings. Boarding a plane, hamstrings. Well done. Good. A safe flight. Safe travels. Sit down the back because planes never back into mountains. Now, this is a big day. He's been away and we've auditioned people and no one has been able to hold down a job since this man was gone. By the way, Western Sydney Eagle says the reptile is warming up his texting fingers and thumbs as we speak. But he's back. Jay the Bookman with a new intro too.
Hey, Bossy, bro.
That's Josh Adokar from Friday on our program. So we've updated the Adokar intro. So here he is, Jay Bra. How you going, Jay? Bra? How's your holiday?
Bra. Very, very well. Had a great time. Glad to be back. I've had to deal with only limb sledging my jokes for the last 3 weeks, so I'm ready for some old-fashioned loving.
All right, some old-fashioned loving, very nice. So here we go, Jay. This is back from a spill. Some racehorses, absolutely, they win every time they come first start up from a spill. Let's see if that applies to you.
Hey, guys, I can't believe that in London, I bumped into a guy who many years ago in Sydney sold me a miniature antique globe of the Earth. It's a small world.
Okay. Thank you, Jay's back. It's good to have him back. James, you just sit there and listen to the news.
Yes, thanks, Vanessa. We're here for Brighton's Lawyers, unable to work due to injury or illness. Contact Brighton's Lawyers. And remember, you can still register for Brighton's Lawyers. Your verdict with 2,500 up for grabs, sensurvivor.com.au. Remember, you can get us on the open line 1300 01 1170 or the Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736. Edgewater completed homes now selling in Jordan Springs, edgewaterhomes.com.au.
What are you eating there, James? The not great.
You won't believe this, Vossi.
Grain waves. The grain waves.
Strawberry clouds.
Ooh,
whoever was in the studio last has left grain waves, pods, and strawberry clouds. It's just a picture of health here at SEN.
But you don't need to eat them. You don't need to pick up the empty bags and all
They're
the bags and eat
They're just calling to me. They're calling to me, Vossi.
Reaction to Jay's joke. Widgie says SEN listeners should chip in for Jay to go on a permanent holiday. There's some loving. Jay is back, so is my herpes. That's from the reptile. is that what he said? I don't know. Welcome back, Jay. 3 weeks off, and that's his best. Have 6 months off, Jay, from the Kingswood Wellness. So Jay's back, part of the family, and people loving it. Now, get your head around. I am looking at an aerial shot, James, of Kenilworth Road. This is the home ground of Luton Town.
Houses right up to the stadium.
That's right. That's right. You kick the ball. You miss the goal and you end up in someone's dining room. It holds about 10,000 people.
Okay.
They're back. They are back in the EPL. As recently as 2014, the Hatters, as they were known, were in the National League, the fifth tier of English football. They've gone from the fifth tier back to the top tier over the weekend, winning on penalties against Coventry. I think we need to hop on the bus or the rickshaw.
The rickshaw.
We have Kevin Harper from the Luton Town Supporters Trust online now. I don't know whether he's had any sleep since this happened. He may not sleep again this week, but he's been good enough to spare some time with us on the phone. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Gents, thanks for having me on. How are you?
We're very well. Can you believe that this has happened now? In the overview and just quoting that number there, 2014, you're playing fifth tier. How does all the supporters group feel about what has happened? Can you believe it?
You know, it's absolutely crazy. No, we can't believe it. I don't think we're going to believe it until that first day in the Premier League where we're actually playing someone, whoever it may be that we're playing in that first game. I mean, the journey in the last 9 years has been absolutely incredible. I think to understand the journey in full, you have to know the story in full. And we were only sent to the fifth tier because we had a crazy points deduction for financial problems that no one probably needs to know about right now. But we were forced down to that stage and it took such a rebuild. And now steadily in our small and compact stadium, as you just mentioned, we've made it all the way back. And it's an incredible feeling.
Kevin, can you explain to us the financial advantages or implications of being promoted to the Premier League, and what would Luton Town's plans be with these new funds?
Yeah, I mean, depending on where you look, it's anything between £150 million to £200 million. That's money that Luton have never had. I mean, if you put it into context, they're the most Luton have spent on a player in their history, and we've been alive for over 130 years. £2 million. You know, you wouldn't even get Jack Grealish's toe for £2 million quid. That's our highest ever that we've ever paid. So, you know, we've suddenly come into, it's like winning the lottery, really. It's absolutely incredible. Some of the money has to go on building rebuilding our new stadium to be up to Premier League standards. We've got to do a bit of work there so that, you know, as Vossi just said, we're not shooting balls into people's back gardens and things like that. We're absolutely looking to build a new ground as well, so the money will go towards that. And obviously, we need a few players, you know. But apart from that, it'll all be spent wisely. That's the key to all of our success. We spend so wisely, and that won't change.
Now, Kevin, am I right in saying there's only one player who has lived the journey, and that's Pele Ruduk-Mpanzu? Is that how you say the name? He was 19 years of age, making his debut back in 2013. So he has been there for each and every season of up, and now into the EPL?
Yeah, absolutely. He's the first player ever to do it, ever to go from Tier 5 to Tier 1 with the same club. He's been an absolute legend at our football club. He is a legend of a guy. He is literally the craziest character you'll ever know. I've never seen him on a negative day. I think the bloke, if you cut him open, he's got positive written right through him. Everything he does is positive. Whether it was at the start of the journey where the road back looked absolutely long, or now at the end of the journey where he's rightly getting all the storylines and all the highlights. He's a great fella, and most importantly, he's a great player as well. And he's well worthy of coming on the journey with us.
Kevin, the coffers are full, £200 million to spend. What players? Who's on the list? Who would you like to see come to Luton Town?
Harry Kane.
Well, I mean, they did say that some fella called Lionel Messi's out of contract, so
you need the full £200 for him.
He could come along and do a job for us. He'd obviously have to make his way into our team because we've got a strong forward line, lads. So might have to sit on the bench first and foremost, like while Carlton Morris as a rest. But no, I mean, in all seriousness, literally just anyone who can improve the side. But you've got to have a special thing about you because our club's special. You've got to work hard, you know. And obviously next season, we're going to be the underdogs, massive underdogs. We're used to being that, but we're even more underdogs next season. So you've got to be prepared to dig in, fight hard. And anyone who's got that trait, you're welcome at our club.
And just for those listening right now, exactly where Luton is, I mean, it can be, I have driven through Luton. I can't say that I've stopped, but it's a little grim. Do you take that with respect if I say it's a little grim, the town itself, Luton?
Well, you're certainly not alone in saying it. I mean, I said personally, coming from Luton, I think Luton's a fantastic place. What it is it's diverse, it's multicultural, it's hardworking. Probably best known for the airport, Luton Airport. You know, that's what kind of puts it on the map. But hey, now that we're in the Premier League, we've got a year, the world's media coming along that we can show the great parts of Luton, and we can put Luton on the map for the good reasons, and that it's not all about the airport. It could be about the football club and a really thriving community that's just ready to burst out into the limelight. So hopefully this time next year, you'll have a slightly different feel of about the town.
All right, so now there's room on the bandwagon. We've already got listeners here. Roosterman's coming. Luton is now my second team. So there's people going to hop on the bandwagon. James and I will hop on the Luton bus. Just so you are the Hatters and Luton Town's colours. What the colours of Luton Town, just so we know?
So orange shirts, that's very distinctive. I think we're going to be the only ones in the Premier League wearing orange home shirts. So that'll help you guys out. Orange shirts, blue shorts, orange socks. So, they're our colours.
That's it. I'm a Luton fan. I think I was a Bournemouth fan there for a little while, but anyway, bugger Bournemouth. I'm on the Luton bus. James, signing you up?
Yep.
Luton bus?
I'm on. Northern just Richmond. For the orange, Vossi. The high viz. Haven't seen another orange team, so I'm on
there
board.
Nice. Right, Kevin, continue to enjoy, mate. I guess you are already ticking off the calendar, the dates ready for the start of the EPL next year. It's an incredible story in the world of sport.
I really am, more than welcome on the bus, lads. Let's enjoy the year together. As many people who want to enjoy the great side of Luton Town as possible. It's a fantastic story. It's a fantastic football club, and you're more than welcome.
Yeah, Wrexham, eat your heart out. They're going to have the Hollywood Stars and the Knocko and all the rest, but Luton Town are the real thing. They're in the EPL. Well done. We'll try and dig out the Luton Town song. We'll play that today. We'll learn the words of that. We'll go all in. Signing up new members, folks, here for Luton Town Supporters Club and the Supporters Trust on the Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736. Thanks for taking time to talk to us, Kevin.
You're more than welcome, fellas. Have a good one.
There you go, Kevin Harper from the Luton Town Supporters Trust. Now, also from the world of football, one of our listeners has let us know about the Bundesliga, James.
Mm.
This is from Domoz. He says, St. George Dragons' 11th successive Premiership world record has been equaled by Bayern Munich in Germany's Bundesliga, winning their 11th successive championship. So there you go.
Yeah. Well done.
A bit late to hop on the Bayern Munich rickshaw after 11 straight years of winning, but I suppose we could. We're a bit late to the occasion, but thank you for that. It is 18 minutes to 7 here on Breakfast with Vossie and Mambo Magnussen. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.